Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
To Jan Vermeul, an editor at large for mybroadband.co.za, to find out what's happening in the world of tech. Good afternoon to you, Jan.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. There's a lot to talk about today, so I'm going to hand over to you. I want you to start with this issue of internet speed, Jan. What's going on?
Sure. So this is a report that's come out from cable.co.uk. They release research reports every now and again. And they took a look at the internet speeds of around the world, but they didn't produce a report for all of them because some of them didn't meet their qualifying criteria to go, you know, we can reliably measure this. And so 114 of the countries of the world are in this report. South Africa is one of them. And then they kind of rate how broadband speeds have been affected since the lockdowns took effect. Now, they're quite careful about drawing their conclusions where they're saying that, you know, they don't want to jump to conclusions to say the lockdown caused this, but certainly it's suggestive that when over the years broadband speeds have consistently increased, to see this marked drop in broadband speeds around the world. China was hit the worst. They received 60% decline in overall broadband speed throughout the country, whereas South Africa fared quite well. We beat the global average, and we beat the sub-Saharan African average. The sub-Saharan African average was actually obviously lower than the global average, and we saw broadband speeds declining maybe 5%, 6% in South Africa, whereas the rest of the world is and sub-Saharan Africa is actually higher than that. So that was quite encouraging to see that our networks are holding together so well in South Africa compared to the rest of the world, which really took strain as more people stayed at home and was streaming Netflix and working from home and so on.
And yet, Jan, many of us this week got informed by our service providers that they're going to take away the extra speed that they gave us. How significant is this going to be now that we're Zooming and Netflixing? And, you know, was this a ploy? Are we going to have to buy up? What's your take?
It honestly depends on what speed you are on. So I'm in the privileged position of being on 100 megabits per second fiber, which means that I'm now on 200 megabits per second fiber. And while 200 megabits per second is definitely much nicer than 100 megabits per second, I can do whatever I need to do on 100. So folks who were on a 5 megabit per second packages will probably feel that a lot more. So folks might argue that it was a ploy, but honestly, I think that these service providers or rather these network operators were really trying to do the right thing. If you were on a 5 megabit per second connection when the lockdown started and your whole family is at home, like let's say you're a family of four, and usually, you know, at night, you know, you might have one person using the internet aggressively, you know, with a Netflix stream, and everybody else is kind of doing what they're doing. If now that everybody's at home and everybody trying to do their own thing, that 5 megabits per second is going to take immense strain, right? If you've got a child trying to watch YouTube, someone in the living room trying to watch Netflix, and somebody else trying to play video games or trying to do anything else on the internet for that matter, you're going to struggle. And so the doubling, I think, is definitely going to give people a taste of what fast the internet is like.
Okay.
And maybe they won't want to go back.
Yeah.
Right. And so, in that sense, you know, it's, you know, you might argue that it's a bit like a drug dealer. You know, the first hit is free.
It's your free hit.
It's not entirely fair. I honestly think that the FNOs, we're trying to do the right thing here.
Okay. No, fine. We'll watch it and see. No doubt I'll have to upgrade because, like you say, when gets used to it. Let's talk about quickly this issue of TikTok and the ban in the USA. Do you think it's justified?
No. This is what's interesting to me about it. Like it's always framed politically and often even like in a racist way, which frustrates me tremendously. This is completely an economic issue. Maybe people are listening to me shaking their heads right now. Let me make my argument. So I had the privilege to travel to China a year ago, I think. The time has flown by since lockdown started. It was noticeable that Western apps were not available there. I couldn't use Google. I couldn't use Twitter. I couldn't use Instagram. I could barely use WhatsApp. And And the thing is, China doesn't allow any American companies to do business in China. Why must the U.S. reciprocate and allow China to do business in the U.S.? And the thing is, we are all for an open, unfettered internet and allowing everybody, equal access to compete on even footing. But the fact is, you can't compete on even footing in China. You need to go in with a Chinese partner and so on. And so what we're seeing is those commercial tensions starting to blow up where it's funny though, seeing companies like Google and like Facebook, Google actually with Android more than Facebook, actually, you know, arguing against the Huawei ban and stuff. But I suspect that they'll be quite silent on the TikTok ban, though Microsoft is trying to acquire a stake in TikTok to, you know, smooth over this whole thing about its operations in the US and data privacy concerns and all that stuff. But at its root, this people will say security concerns, privacy concerns. They'll talk about the Roy Gefahr and communism and all that stuff. But that is all a smokescreen. While people might believe some of that stuff, or the people who are pulling these strings might believe some of that stuff, all of those ethical considerations are overridden by commercial ones.
Well, thank you so much, Jan, for that, because you've set our SMS line alight with everybody disagreeing with you. But thanks for the debate, because that's exactly what I'm after. That's just fantastic. I've got 100% of people disagreeing with you, but we're going to enjoy that discussion tomorrow. Very quickly, in 1 minute, talk to us about the implication of the new safety markings on plugs. What does it mean for us?
Right. So all this means is that you should be looking out for when you buy new plug adapters, especially ones that slot into South Africa's new plug standard, the ZA plug, the diamond shaped one with three prongs in it. Kind of looks like a Euro plug. This mark has to be on them to tell people that you can't daisy chain the plugs. You can't plug one adapter into another adapter into another adapter.
Okay.
That has a massive hazard. It can cause an electrical short and an electrical fire. And so the SABS has stepped in to say, okay, you know what? We're going to basically force a mark onto equipment in South Africa to try and better inform the public to avoid a situation where these electrical shorts occur and they cause fires.
Oh, I'm feeling very bad. I'm the biggest guilty party there. Jan Vermeulen, look forward to chatting to you next week. Thanks as always for your input.
Thank you. Have a good show.